about that accident. You say that was no accident. He did that
on purpose.
Right. And say you want to know the answer to something, you say, I'm going to what him the question. I'm going to what him the question.
What him?
Yeah, I'm going to ask. You have a question.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do with a question, Jude? If you want to know something from someone, you go up and...
You question them.
Uh-huh. What's another way of saying that? You
interrogate them.
Or ask, just simply...
Or ask him.
Okay, and yesterday you what him? Yesterday you... Today you ask him, yesterday you... In the past. Same thing, in the past.
You asked him.
Okay. Now we're talking about the word fight. Say, those boys what all the time?
They fought.
Okay, and they have what everyone in the neighborhood?
They have fought every time.
Okay, and the basic word we're talking about is what?
The fight.
Okay, and he stuck a knife in the pig, and then he...
Cranked his head off.
Okay, but he, to remove the knife, you'd say he did what? Would you say he drew it out or he draw it out?
Well, drew it out would be proper. We'd probably say he draw it out.
You'd say he drew it out.
He drew it out.
Okay. Well, listen, this is just great.
Well, I'll tell you, it's a beautiful day. Enjoyed having it.
Well, I certainly...
It's a wonderful world.
It really is. It's very nice to meet people like you, too. Mm-hmm. Makes the job...
Beautiful world. I think I'll try to stay in it about 20 more minutes.
Well, I think you ought to, at the very least.
I heard about an old fella. He was about my age, about 80. He thought he'd get a little praying done, and he prayed to the good Lord to give him extra years like he gave Hezekiah.
Uh-huh.
And the next night he had a wonderful dream. He dreamed that he got an answer.
Yeah.
He thought he heard a voice from heaven. Yeah. It said, don't call us, we call you.
That's good.
We know not whence we came or why. We know not when we go nowhere.
Yeah.
We have nothing to do with it.
That's
none of our business. You didn't know that the woodpeckers ate up all these depots.
No, I sure didn't.
What?
That's terrific. No,
it looks funny. Here, a couple years ago, a freight train came through here sideways.
Is that right?
Yeah. And there were boxcars and two houses.
Yeah.
I don't know why it didn't kill anyone, I don't know.
Yeah.
They're fixing the track. Good, now there's lots of traffic on this road.
Yeah. Well, I know.
They quit hauling passengers, they'd rather carry pigs than people.
Yeah. I saw that. I noticed that when I was downtown. But
no, they're never doing
that thing,
right.
That thing is just ringing all the time. It just never stops.
Well, they have to. Because the car driver, especially the city car driver,
yeah.
He can't waste a minute. He got no one must get ahead of him.
Uh-huh.
He gets his eyes on that red light and he pays no attention to the thing, he runs right ahead of
yeah.
the locomotive.
I imagine.
He's unconscious of everything except that red light.
Do they have a lot of, they have a lot of accidents?
They've had several. And the trains come through here blowing their heads off.
Mm-hmm.
And they book a racket.
And people are still...
But they will. They're crazy nuts. They just... teenagers, they get the eyes on them.
They just
watch
the light and nothing else, huh?
If they see that, that red light has a bad influence on them.
Mm-hmm.
Talking about those bugs. I met the orchid man one day.
Uh-huh.